there's some good things and some bad things about it, Craig. I'm delighted to see three additional Queenslanders in the ministry in one way or another, and I think we've gone up by three and gone down by one, so that's good for Queensland. The other thing is that there is actually a Minister for Northern Australia appointed in Cabinet with that specific role. Now, Warren Truss, a Queenslander, was doing that before, but for reasons that I'm not aware of, it's now gone to Josh Frydenberg.
Well, that was my next question, Senator, about that decision to appoint an inner-city Melburnian to oversee the Northern Australia portfolio. How tough a task is in front of Josh Frydenberg?
Well, it's an interesting appointment. Josh is a very intelligent, very enthusiastic, very keen and capable person. I think he will do well at anything he does, but he does come from inner city Melbourne, and it just looks odd. Now, I appreciate you don't have to live on a farm to be agriculture minister, but we'll wait and see. But that's one of the good things about it. There is a separate minister.
Well, in saying that, do you feel that regional Australia, regional Queensland, Northern Australia is being taken seriously by the new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, if there are no ministers that really reside outside the major capitals?
Well, there are no ministers, and that's a matter of fact, but there is a specific minister for Northern Australia, and that has to be positive. And the Minister for the Pacific, Minister for Major Projects, Minister for Tourism, they're all positives that will be important in Northern Australia. And Craig, can I just point out that Warren Inch is chairman of the Parliamentary Northern Australian Committee. I'm chairman of the Northern White Paper Implementation Oversight Committee. Neither of us, as you might say, have anything to lose. And what our role will be, will continue to be, as it was under the previous leader, is to make sure all the good things that were announced and promised in the North Australian White Paper actually happen. And that's a role that both Warren Inch and I will continue to do enthusiastically, to make sure those wonderful plans do happen. And whether the minister is from Melbourne or from Darwin doesn't really matter. We're there to make sure that it does happen, and we intend to pursue that job with rigour, aggression and determination.
Senator Macdonald, you've spent many years in Parliament. You've seen the trials and tribulations from the opposition benches and from the government benches. The last week in politics, when you look at what's happened and the fact that we've had four prime ministers in the space of just a couple of years, do you lament where we are in politics?
Well, I do, Craig, lament how politics is. I don't think it's new, and it does disturb me. I've never been a game player. I'm there, I've always thought, for a particular role, a particular purpose, some things that I was very keen on. But these things do upset the momentum. As you know, I wasn't particularly fond of Tony Abbott, but I voted to keep him because I don't think these changes work, and you've only got to look at the Labor experience for that to become obvious. I just hope that we in the Liberal Party are more mature. The decision has been made. We've got to make it work. And as I say, it's not for my sake or Malcolm Turnbull's sake or anyone else's sake. It's for Australia's sake, because I genuinely believe that this country needs at least two terms of a Liberal government to get it out of the mess that Labor created. And anything that interferes with that end goal is something I'm concerned about. But it's happened. We've got to make sure it works, that we can move forward, win the next election and get Australia back on track.